Packers have the Atlanta Falcons tonight. You'll hear the game right here on K107.1. We've got the Packers for you all season long, including into the playoff run. Should they get there? Again, not a guarantee yet, as we bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Obviously, you'd like their chances. It looks more and more, Brian, as we look at the results from yesterday with the Niners losing. You have the Lions winning. It looks like one of these top NFC teams is going to miss out, and it looks like that Week 17 showdown between the Packers and Lions may eventually be for that NFC North crown.
Yeah, it's going to be an important game. Of course, this one tonight is equally important for a Falcons team that is still, you know, very much alive in the race for the pitiful NFC South. But regardless, they were a team that beat the Arizona Cardinals last week, so they'll be motivated. And that road game at Buffalo, that could be tricky too. So lots of important games for the Packers coming up.
Yeah, it's not a guarantee that the Packers win out. You could, if you really wanted to, you could find a reason for why the Packers could lose all these games. Atlanta beating Arizona last week. Buffalo, a road game in a tough environment. Tampa Bay, they've got Lovie Smith, who's familiar with the Packers. And then Detroit. So these wins, and I think after that New England win, everyone's like, all right, Packers, New England, that was a Super Bowl preview. Let's just kind of watch the calendar. You know, let's throw out the calendar December and get into January already. But it is not set in stone. It's a big game tonight. The Falcons come in. This is a team, Brian, they've got the offensive weapons that could give the defense a challenge.
Yeah, but led by quarterback Matt Ryan and his array of receivers who are really talented, Julio Jones, Roddy White, who albeit is questionable today with an injury, and Harry Douglas. And I think the key for the Packers will be who is going to guard those wide receivers, because cornerback Sam Shields is questionable for today's game with a concussion, still kind of up in the air whether he's going to play or not. And if he doesn't, I would expect Devon House to play a big role in tonight's game. He took over for Shields the last game when he suffered the concussion against the Patriots, gave up a touchdown. But there have been big games this year where Devon House has come up big, notably when he faced the Detroit Lions and Calvin Johnson. He's personally, you know, he's the tallest cornerback the Packers got. He matches up well with the opponent's tall wide receivers, and he did a good job earlier in the season against Megatron, so could be able to shut him down.
You'd have to think, though, with Aaron Rodgers at home, with the way the Packers have been playing, with the momentum from New England, they'd be in line for a victory here. And I think what I'm most confident in right now is the head coach, Mike McCarthy. His year this year, he seems to be getting more, not just recognition on a national level as he chases the win total for Green Bay, but also within the state. He's finally starting to get, after 9 years, I think, the credit he deserves that, hey, you know, this guy's a pretty good coach.
When you pass Vince Lombardi for the most wins in Green Bay history, and albeit it's a different era, and Lombardi just wasn't really, I suppose, with Green Bay all that long in terms of his tenure. But regardless, Mike McCarthy is a very good head coach in today's day and age in the NFL. And I think a lot of it comes when, hey, you beat the Patriots, this, you know, considered maybe the NFL's last dynasty team. When you beat them and they come in with the best record in the NFL, you're going to do good. You're going to get the recognition you deserve, and that's what Mike McCarthy is getting. I thought the job he did last week using Randall Cobb out of the backfield for the first time in weeks to create these favorable matchups really helped the Packers move the ball down the field when the Patriots weren't rushing all that many pass rushers. So Mike McCarthy, great job this season, and hopefully it continues.
Packers host Atlanta tonight. It's Monday Night Football. Our coverage will start at 5 o'clock, the kickoff at 7:30. Of course, we've got the Packers for you all season long here on K107.1. What would Atlanta have to do to beat Green Bay? How do you beat Green Bay, especially at home?
It's difficult. I mean, they're going to have to score a lot of points because, of course, the Packers are going to have to. So Matt Ryan's going to have to find the likes of Julio Jones and hook up many times. Steven Jackson's probably going to have a good game on the ground. And on top of it, I don't know how you do it, but the defense is going to have to somehow contain Aaron Rodgers and his array of weapons, Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb. And I don't know how they do it because the Falcons' pass defense has not been all that great this year. They have Desmond Trufant in the secondary, who's a pretty good player, but beyond him, I don't know how the rest of them stack up. But if they play the game of their lives, that's how they win.
Any chance of them doing that tonight, you think?
I can't see it at home, just the way the Packers have been going. Nationally televised game in front of a frenzied Lambeau Field crowd that's excited for the potential of big things happening this season. The schedule set up well in that they had back-to-back home games here against the Patriots and the Falcons. You certainly, if the Packers can win this one, there's even less of a chance they're going to lose the next one against the Bills. So I don't see it happening. I see the Packers winning 31-17, beating the 13-point spread, and coming away with the victory.
Keep an eye on that crowd, too, tonight, Brian, because I saw people, season ticket holders, trying to pawn off this game as early as a month ago with it being a Monday night, with the weather. You never know what it's going to be like in December. You might get a lot of people there that otherwise wouldn't have been able to go to a Packer game during the season. So keep an eye out for that crowd. I think that will be a little bit of a difference maker, more than it already is tonight. Packers play the Falcons tonight. Of course, our coverage on K107.1. The kickoff at 7:30. Brian, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you tomorrow to break down how this thing went.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
That is Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com.